West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Another roadblock for a Birmingham-based developer's plans to operate a rock quarry outside the city of Whitesburg on Thursday when Carroll County's Director of Community Development, Ben Skipper, informed the developer's attorneys that Carroll County has denied the company's commercial building permit application and their application for a zoning compliance certificate. During Thursday's local news, I told you about the Environmental Protection Division's refusal to approve the company's permit application, stating the project was inconsistent with the property's current land use. The EPD saying Green Rock's application would remain, quote, incomplete unless they could obtain a letter from local government stating that the proposed quarry would be consistent with the land use in the area. Then later Thursday, Skipper declining the commercial building permit application, and he reiterated that the property plan for the mine is currently zoned agricultural, and rock quarries are expressly listed as a conditional use in the industrial zoning district under Carroll County zoning ordinance, therefore declining the application for a zoning compliance certificate. This past August, after Green Rock's plan for a quarry was made public, the Carroll County Board of Commissioners approved amendments to the zoning ordinance suggested by Skipper, moving mining projects out of agricultural properties and falling under an industrial zoning. Skipper tells me that Green Rock does have the opportunity to appeal the county's permit and certificate denials, stating they can do so in accordance with Carroll County's Code of Ordinances, including Carroll County's zoning ordinance. Well, public health officials have confirmed 46 cases of hepatitis A among Carroll County residents this year, and they're urging vaccination against the highly contagious liver infection for people most at risk of the vaccine-preventable disease, especially illicit drug users and their close contacts. Officials are also encouraging all persons who work in food service establishments such as restaurants and cafeterias to be vaccinated. A free hepatitis A vaccination and HIV testing event will be held in Carroll County Thursday, December 3rd, 9 a.m. till 1 o'clock at the Carroll County Department of Community Supervision, located on 924 Maple Street in Carrollton. More information about the infection and the local concern is posted to the Newstalk1330.com website, and I have an archived Community Voice program posted in the podcast section of the website where I spoke with health officials about this concern earlier this month. Carrollton City on Thursday finalizing a list of projects they plan to associate with the next special purpose local option sales tax proposal. Carroll County voters will decide whether or not to continue the 1% tax to benefit countywide projects next March. The proposal is nonspecific in some areas, for example, proposing a portion of collected monies would go towards general road improvements that may be needed in the future, but also lists specific projects such as upgrading the city's water park on Alabama Street and building a new fire station, replacing the one on Central High Road. The new one would be built across the street on property recently purchased by the city for $475,000. City officials say the existing structure was built in the 1970s and is in poor shape. The estimated cost for the new structure and equipment is $6.5 million. A longtime Carroll County firefighter has been promoted to Carroll County Fire Rescue Deputy Chief. Carroll County Fire Chief Tim Padgett this week announcing the promotion of Battalion Chief Tommy Hobson to the new position. Hobson has been Battalion Chief since 2016. Padgett said Hobson has and continues to be an asset to the citizens of Carroll County. He has a passion for his job, he has a love of this county, and that shows through his daily work and the way he interacts with others. Hobson will serve alongside Deputy Chief Bud Benefield as they work together to oversee training and personnel. Well, tonight, the final week of high school football broadcast by the Graddock sports announcers on Graddock Communications radio stations for the 2020 season on KISS 102.7. The Douglas County Tigers take on the Carrollton Trojans. You can also watch that game live via the Graddock Sports Facebook page. The Harrelson County Rebels traveling to Bremen to take on the Blue Devils. Hear that game on WKNG King Country 93.7. And on B92 Country, it is the Heard County Braves and Callaway Cavaliers. Pregame on each station begins at 5 o'clock. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.